Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, April 4th. Seems like investors are also taking the wait-and-see approach as voiced by the Fed. Yesterday, markets ended mixed but close to break-even following the latest economic data and commentary from a number of Federal Reserve officials, including Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished in the green. The S&P 500 added 0.11%, and the NASDAQ gained about a quarter of a percent. The Dow slipped 0.11%, or 43 points. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up about 0.4%, 0.39%. That's positive. You know, markets are continuing to digest those, you know, relatively dovish comments from Jerome Powell yesterday. And, you know, today the calendar is just jam-packed with Fed speak. And they're going to continue with the narrative that the Fed has the ability to wait for more economic data to come in before, you know, starting to cut rates. But, it's not going to happen in May. We know that. But June is still on the table, and there's a lot of data between, you know, now and June. So, I mean, I'm not cutting down. I'm not saying no to a June rate cut. I think July is more likely, but June is still possible. You know, in corporate news, you got Disney. Disney won that battle against Nelson Peltz, for the proxy battle. Hey, Nelson Peltz walks away with a $300 million gain in his fund because of the share price of Disney jumping, you know, from, 92 all the way up to 123 recently. So, you know, I don't feel bad for the guy. Paramount Global, they're said to be in talks with alternative bidders. Apple's talking about their next big thing. So, you know, we've got some, positive stock news going on out there. In Europe, you know, you're seeing, you know, stocks mostly higher. I mean, the DAX is up about 10 points or 0.05%. The FTSE's up about, 39.76. That's 0.5%. The CAC is actually higher, too. That's up, it's up a point and a half. The big thing in Europe is that they have better than expected economic data that came in. ECB meeting minutes are coming out this morning. That's something to keep an eye on. The Eurozone services PMI rose to 51.5 in March. It was 50.2 in February. So, that's a positive economic figure. We're talking last night in Asia. Asia was mostly closed. They have a big holiday going on, the Qingming Festival. And so, Hong Kong was closed and Shanghai was closed. But the Nikkei was open and the Nikkei jumped 321 points or about 0.81%. There's still some currency risk about the devaluation, going on with the yen. But there is talks about how they may not step in. So that's what kind of caused the Nikkei to see some gains yesterday. Then we're keeping an eye on oil. Oil is interesting to me, because it's flat this morning. Oil is flat. You got WTI down 2 cents at $85.41 a barrel, whereas in Brent is trading higher by 4 cents or $89.38 a barrel. The fact is, yesterday was a big day. We had a lot of catalysts going on. We had the OPEC meeting. We had the EIA oil stockpiles reports. They had geopolitical issues going on. So with a lot of those over, now we're really just, pending, geopolitical events that you just have to monitor. So, will Iran strike back at Israel for blowing up their embassy in Syria? Is like the question mark on the table. We know what OPEC's doing, with their production cuts. We know what the stockpile numbers came in at. So now it's just really, geopolitical issues that we need to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, you did give us a heads up there that there's a host of Fed speak today. Really, eyes are on the Fed and trying to guess what they're going to be doing next. So in just a moment, we're going to do a full rundown of everything we should be watching in terms of economic events. But before economic events, a couple of earnings to note. Bill, what's going on in terms of earnings action today?
Let's talk. Last night we had Levi Strauss. Their report was encouraging. You know, I mean, they delivered a 5 cent beat. They did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning; it's up 12%. That's positive. You got Conagra Brands. They beat by 4 cents this morning. They did that on higher revenue. I mean, you know, the stock is up, 3.23%. You know, I like that one because, you know, Calmine Foods came out with a good beat. Then you had RPM Industries. They beat by 6 cents, but they only met on revenue. RPM is actually trading lower this morning. It's down 2.97%. The earnings action was decent, but there's nothing coming out this afternoon. There's nothing coming out tomorrow or next week. You got the banks starting to release earnings on Friday. The earnings season was about to pick up, and that's what we really need to see, because right now it's kind of humdrum, but I don't see anything. I hear Greenbrier GBX may or may not, but I don't think they're releasing earnings tomorrow morning. So that's what I have for you in terms of earnings announcements, Emily.
Bill, now on to the economic events of the day. Again, you know, eyes are on this economic data and the Fed speak as investors are trying to get a good feel of what the Fed may or may not be doing next. So, Bill, give us a rundown of everything we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we have jobless claims. Also at 8:30, we have trade in goods and services. And let's talk Fed speak. Okay, let me take a breath here. 10 a.m., we got Philadelphia Fed Bank President Patrick Harker is going to be speaking. At 12:15, we're going to be hearing from Richmond Fed Bank President Thomas Barkin. At 12:45, we're going to hear from Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goosby. At 2 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to hear from Cleveland Fed Bank President Loretta Muster. And then at 2 p.m., Minneapolis Fed Bank Governor Neil Kashkari will be speaking. Then this evening at 7:20 p.m., we're going to be hearing from St. Louis's Fed Bank President Alberto Musilam. This is his first speech as he was just appointed to that slot yesterday. And then at 7:30 p.m., we're also going to be hearing from Fed Governor Adriana Krugler. There's a lot. But, you know, yesterday, you know, we heard from, you know, Jerome Powell, and you know, one of the things he said was on inflation, it's too soon to say whether recent readings represent more than just a bump. And he said that in his prepared remarks. So, you know, and he said that the Fed as a whole, that they don't expect that it'll be appropriate to lower their policy rate until they have greater confidence that inflation is moving substantially down towards the 2% figure. Which is part of their dual mandate. So, you know, they're going to, you know, you think about all this Fed speak today, this is what they're going to be saying. So that's what I have for you in terms of an economic update this morning, Emily.
And Bill, we pointed this out on the podcast yesterday. You know, you were ahead of me in saying that you have an economic events, a Fed speak alert as well, that you can follow all of this information. That is a lot of Fed speak. And sometimes these are the comments that don't necessarily make top headline news, but can move the markets or sway the markets on any given trading day, or even as yesterday sort of kept them in a holding pattern. So you're setting up your economic alerts. You're also setting up your Fed speak alerts, as well as that earnings action. But you're also taking a look day in and day out at things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, and other catalysts. You group stocks together like your FANG stocks and your Dow 30 stocks. Also, you can gather a lot of information on the trading day ahead. So Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
Doing a quick data check this morning. You know, I'm only showing one stock lower, and then I'm showing two unchanged, and the rest are higher on my Dow list this morning, which is very positive. You're looking at the FANG stocks. I'm showing Google trading a little lower, but all the other FANG stocks are in the green. Banks are higher. Drug stocks, for the most part, are showing gains. Oil is mixed. Chevron is trading lower. You know, Chevron came out with some news about Exxon seeing that up to a $1 billion profit hit from changes in gas and liquid prices in Q1 results. I'm cautious on Chevron because it is trading at a very elevated level. We're getting into the news in the FANG sector that's moving the markets today. And we're like Apple, and, you know, Apple experienced, and so did Meta. They, you know, experienced, service issues this morning on the App Store video in streaming music platforms and said to be resolved. Meta said that they were having some WhatsApp, issues yesterday. So it's kind of interesting. Amazon, they're seeing sellers, Their sellers are seeing a surge in returns, and they're said to be scam returns. That's very interesting. Google is considering charging customers for its new AI-powered search tools. You know, Netflix, I mean, listen, Netflix is up slightly this morning, but you look at the ads that they're doing at these streaming places. This is really going to be a bigger thing for these guys that offer streaming platforms that offer advertisements on their platform as a way to achieve additional revenue, because that's where the revenue is going to be coming from over the next few years. It's not going to be coming from big jumps in sign-up growths. So watch the ad spending, and that could be interesting. We're talking Dow Jones 30 News, Disney. Walt Disney won that proxy battle with activist Nelson Peltz. Boeing ticker BA, 737 production volume is falling due to increased FAA audits. Apple is said to be targeting home robotics as its next big thing. We got to keep an eye on that. Apple shares are up about 0.3% this morning. In terms of merger news, Paramount Global, that's ticker PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple, their board is said to be talking to Skydance. Apollo, 8 ticker APO, they got an offer on the table for $26 billion. Paramount Global, they're looking for a bigger bid. They're looking for a white knight to come in there and with a slighter higher bid to get Apollo to increase that bid. In terms of guidance news, we're talking Simply Good Foods. That's ticker SMPL, Sam, Michael, Paul, Larry. They see 2024 net sales up around 4 to 6%. To Conagra, ticker CAG, they backed their 2024 adjusted EPS view $26.60 to $26.65. Street estimate has it at $26.60. Levi Strauss, they raised their full year 2024 EPS view $1.17 to $1.27. Street estimate has it at $1.21, right in the middle. I like to see that. Levi Strauss looking good. And up 11.68% this morning. That is good. Fuel Cell Energy, ticker FCEL, Frank, Charlie, Edward, Larry, they're having a shareholders meeting today. It starts at 1 p.m. Let's talk some catalyst calls this morning. APH, that's Amphoe Corp, ticker Apple, Paul Henry. Citibank places a stock on its catalyst watch list and they raise estimates on it. CDW, Charlie David William, Citibank places stock on its catalyst watch list and they also raise its price target. AstraZeneca, ticker AZN, JP Morgan places AstraZeneca on its catalyst watch list ahead of earnings. Earnings are coming out towards the end of the month. It's one to watch, AZN. But that's what I have for in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. We've now made it to that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
Going to go with Taiwan Semiconductor. That's ticker TSM, Tom, Sam, Michael. It's all about the earthquake. I mean, they had that big earthquake in Taiwan yesterday. Today's a holiday. Tomorrow is a holiday for most as well, most of these Asian exchanges. But the word is that the earthquake really didn't do a lot of damage, that they're still going to be able to continue doing manufacturing, which is very positive, especially for a company like TSM. And then you look at like what the brokers are saying. The brokers are very positive on the stock, and they're all coming out with positive reports this morning and yesterday, and the price targets are all rising in there. So I do like to see it. I look at yesterday's call volume, 85,327 calls versus 51,142 puts. That's positive. Look at the open interest. 920,823,000 calls versus 702,924 puts. Again, that's positive. Listen, I got to get the stock, under 143. I'm going to say 142.50. I don't think it's going to hit there, but that's kind of what I'm looking for. I'm hoping for, and I'm getting prepared for. But that might not happen. But, if it does, that's kind of like my entry price, where I feel comfortable. But that's my stock of the day, Taiwan Semiconductor, ticker TSM, Tom, Sam, Michael, Emily.
TSM is today. We will follow that along with you. And coming up, we're going to take a look back on yesterday's pick of the day when we do a recap on that. So don't go anywhere. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Uber Eats ticker UBER announces a new nationwide partnership with the Vitamin Shoppe. International Paper ticker IP, they provide an update on their acquisition of European firm DS Smith. Scotts Miracle-Gro, ticker SMG, Sam Michael Grace. They see Q2 net leverage ratio 7x adjusted EBITDA. Nelson Peltz's Triad Partners made $300 million on Walt Disney investment. Yeah, but they spent so much on that. They spent so many. They spent a ton of money trying to gather, people to vote for their, for their plan. I mean, they really ate into that $300 million. Let's see, what else am I seeing? SNY, Sanofi, they're settling claims about that their heartburn drug Zantac causes cancer. You know, they're not admitting anything. They're just settling claims because the litigation is too much of an issue for them to deal with. It's cheaper just to settle it. Ticker EXAS, Edward X-Ray, Apple, Sam, they're going to be supplying individual cancer information to the Mayo Clinic. Ulta Beauty, ticker ULTA. You know, they were at this JP Morgan retail conference yesterday. They reaffirmed their 2024 guidance. JetBlue, ticker JBLU, John Boy, Larry Uncle. They're expanding flights to Paris. They get their first flight from Boston to Paris, leaving today. They already fly JFK to Paris, so this is a good one for them. Russia's antitrust agency complains to Apple over users' limited payment services. I bet they're limited. Etsy, ticker ETSY, Elliot's partner Jesse Cohen said on Wednesday that he believes the e-commerce platform will generate significant multi-year upsides. Well, that's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we sign off this morning, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Lamb Weston. I just put in their ticker symbol in my newswear alerts to see if those earnings had come up. We're still waiting their earnings this morning. They do have an earnings call at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yesterday, you were looking at the stock, hoping to get in and then out with a slight gain. Again, we're in a holding and waiting pattern here on those earnings. But Bill, how did your call work out?
Listen, stock opened up at 103.24, and I said that was too high. I was talking 102.50 area. And, you know, the stock was trading weak most of the day. You know, it actually did hit a low of $100.43. But that call volume, I was watching the call volume, started ticking up all afternoon. And then it fed, and at the end of the day, it was basically even with the put. So I was like, this is interesting now. So that call recovery was key there. And, the stock did close at 101.12. And I look at the stock this morning, it's already hit a high of 106.71. I mean, it's 101.30 to 105, essentially. So it looks like it's going to have that pop. Stock's up, 1.27% this morning, essentially where it is where I bought it. But I'm still waiting for those earnings to come out. My fingers are crossed. But, if nothing, it's flat right now. But I still got my fingers crossed for a gain that could happen any moment now. So I can't say, but I flat to higher, looks like it's going to be okay, Emily.
Well, we have our fingers crossed still on that one. We'll continue to watch it for an even bigger gain there. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Taiwan semiconductor pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some greens.